Coach, 5-2. I mean, special. How special is this to get that ticket as Terry Zimmerman brought it out and the girls get to celebrate? You let them do that. Can you bring us in your mind and tell us what you're feeling emotionally?
Man, I tell you, the girls have done a ton of work, and they wanted this bad. I wanted it bad. And I just, you know, this way how we've been playing all year is somebody can score or something can happen, and we just keep hitting the ball. I told them again, I said, this reminds me of the other night. Just put that ball in play hard like you've been doing, and it's going to find the hole. And it did, and Jess Flaherty's blast. I thought it was going to be in the park, and that thing just kept going.
That was a rocket.
Yep.
Hey, I want to talk about the second inning when you talk about hitting the ball hard. Their shortstop, Skemper, made a beautiful play on ground ball off the bat of Abby that I thought was destined to be up the middle. And then Flaherty, the previous at-bat before the homer, I mean, a one-hop smash. I mean, you had to be thinking, my goodness, this ain't going to happen all night.
You know, they're in this game because they're good. And they're shortstopping. I mean, they're all good, but they're shortstopping third with something special. Wow. I mean, like you said, when she hit that smash for second base and she had to rove that far to get it, usually that's a hit. And Abby is a pretty decent runner, and they threw out pretty easily. And I just, you know, hats off to them. They pushed us hard.
Kramer, 19 strikeouts. Any idea? Career high? I'm guessing.
She had 21 earlier this year against West Sioux.
Well, you can't beat that.
No, she's had 20 before. So, but yeah, this is one of her top ones. But yeah, she's been piling them up.
Wow.
In a big game like this, so that's what you got to have. Just keep throwing it by them and take the pressure off the defense.
19 strikeouts, 5 walks, and a heck of a performance, not only by her, but your entire team. And I've got some of those kids coming up here. Dave, enjoy the rest of the night. I mean, soak this up. I know you're going to get back to work here, but congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris. It's been a long time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks for doing the game.
You're welcome. And let's get a couple of the Warriors over here right now. As this Alterilla team wins their regional final by a score of 5-2. Alicia Turnquist is one of our two seniors. And let's give the headset to you right now, young lady. Congratulations on a state tournament.
Thanks.
Wow, I mean, this has to be pretty special.
Yeah, especially for our senior year. It was just really exciting for us.
Yeah, you and Lily, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what have you seen over the years? Some frustration 2 years ago, the regional final. Last year, a tough road loss, and now you get the success of the state tournament. What have you guys as a team, your teammates and you, what have you talked about maybe before this game or maybe all season long?
Especially this season, we're just kept telling ourselves to stay focused during a game and to not let, like, if they score a run on us, don't let it get to us and just keep going and keep batting and just doing what we do best.
Well, good luck next week in Fort Dodge, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Alicia Turnquist, we have the young lady that crushed a 2-run homer earlier tonight. Jessica Flaherty is here right now. Do you remember the pitch? Do you remember what was going through your mind at the time?
All I was like is there's a person out the first. I just need to hit something and hopefully move it around. And I'd like that outside pitch, and I got one, and I drove it.
Yes, you drove it all right. Did you know when it left your bat? Did you think it was going to have enough to get over the fence?
Not quite, but.
I mean, that was a rocket shot. That was out of this ballpark in just over a second. Congratulations on the win, a 2-run home run tonight. Enjoy this evening, all right? And congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's get a couple more of your teammates here. Lily Peterson, the only other senior besides Alicia Turnquist, as the Warriors have won the Class 2A regional final 5-2. And here's a young lady that has had a lot of athletic success in her career. And now, softball season. It seems like this senior year for you isn't going to end, right? Am I wrong? Yeah,
nope.
You got another week.
But I like it. It's okay. It can last another week.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, as I brought up to one of your teammates, frustration maybe from regional finals of the past. How confident were you going into this game?
Very confident from the way we've played throughout the season. And then our bats actually got better. We hit our slump like mid-season, and then end season we got better as it went on.
What makes this team so good, so special?
Everything. I don't know. We're more like a family. Everyone gets along, and we all can have confidence in each other.
Can we let everybody know on the radio what the rest of the evening has in store for Lily Peterson? what are you going to do to celebrate?
No.
Can I ask?
Well, actually, to be honest, I have to go work with one of my cows for fair tomorrow.
the Buena Vista County Fair. Good luck in that, okay? Congratulations on
Thank
the win.
You.
We'll get Abby Kramer over here, too. That was Lily Peterson. How about that for a little post-game celebration? And Coach told me you had struck out 21 in a game against West Sioux earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
19 here tonight. I mean, you were wheeling and dealing. I mean, well, let's go to the first inning, though, because the Van Ork kid got a hold of one. Mm-hmm. Give her credit. I mean, she hits an RBI double. What was that pitch? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was a changeup. Coming into the game, we knew, okay, they face solid competition. They're solid hitters. And we were like, okay, let's throw that off-speed pitch to catch them off guard. Well, it didn't do that. She got a hold of that. And kudos to her. It was a good hit, and she deserved it, and they deserved that run. It was a good play on their part.
Do the Warriors deserve this?
Yeah, we do. We've been working our butts off for this. Going into the gym since November for me and January for the hitters and things, it's crazy. And, like, the regional finals in the past they've been upsetting for us. So being so close to a goal and then finally achieving a goal feels great.
I don't think the goal has officially been, yes, state tournament, yes, it was a goal.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's a
yeah.
goal. Let's give it to you right there. What's the new goal now starting next week?
I mean, we're going to go down there and we're going to give it our all. This team gives everything. I have never seen a team that's worked so hard. And we're going to go down there and we're going to do our best. And if that means being in the state championship game, then we're going to be there and we're going to work hard. And if it means that we're going to be the last team there, you can bet that we worked our butts to be there.
Wow, well said by a junior pitcher, Abby Kramer. I think the new goal is a state championship. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Well, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
The win. Go celebrate, all right? And there you go, Abby Kramer.